This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Welcome to Joy 94.9. It's Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Jono!
Good evening, good morning, and hello wherever you are in the world listening in.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome. It's another week. We've done another one.
I know. We've got through it.
We are. We're here and we're Living Life Single and we're ready to rock and roll on this week's subject, which is Yanni, by the way.
Oh, I'm excited by this topic. I really... that could be construed a number of ways, but anyway...
It's like a potluck every time I come in. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm joking.
We smash it.
No, I'm joking.
We smash it. Much preparation. Yeah. Indeed. Tonight, Jono, it's nights at home by yourself and how to cope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Remember, this is above board, right?
Yeah, so, it's a family show. Well,
I think this is so important because we have all felt that time at night when we are by ourselves and our mind can play tricks on us.
Yeah.
We can maybe not feel as great as we have.
We feel that we're a bit scared or on living on our own. You never know. Yeah. People go through things differently, don't they?
Yeah. So we're going to be discussing that. And there's some science behind that.
Love a science.
Which we're going to talk about. Yep. And then also we've got our own little stories.
Oh, you know me.
I haven't heard any of them, but I can't wait. I can't wait. And let's talk about them.
You are with Yanni and Jono, Living Life Single on 94. Oh, my God.
0.9, Jono. 94.9.
94.9. gee whiz. Jono. It's been a week. I knew where I was, but for a minute, Yanni's amazing smile distracted me over the top of the desk. And yes, 94.9. Joy, we are here, Living Life Single. What are we talking about tonight?
It's an awesome topic. I think so tonight, Jono. And it's one that we all go through. And it's nights at home by yourself and how to cope. Because it's tough sometimes. I know I find it tough. Jono, that's not funny. I'm in bed. No. I'm in the fetal position crying at night.
You're not.
Well, sometimes, right? And at least... what we're going to talk about today is why.
Sorry. I thought you were asking me. What are we talking about today? No, yeah.
We've just discovered that, Jono. Come on.
Okay, I'm here. I am. No, seriously. Okay.
This is our fun times, right?
Yeah, we do have a giggle.
Which is what we've always said that this show is about. We're going to talk about some serious stuff, but have fun whilst doing it. And before we talk about our own experiences, Jono, I think it's really good to sort of explain the science behind fear at night and why that is. And there's some reasons behind that, right?
So you mean like shadows and figures in the dark, that kind of thing?
Well.
Or just being in the dark at night on your own?
Nighttime, at dark, by yourself. All those three things. Our bodies are set up to be hyper alert. And that's the first thing, right?
So I never knew that.
Yeah, evolution. So evolution.
Yeah.
Instincts are that we need to survive, and as human beings, we need to survive. So back in the era
of cavemen
and women and everything else in between.
Exactly.
There would have been someone to protect
the cave
and someone else. And when you're by yourself, that's not there. So by our basic evolution, you know, we become hyper aware in the darkness so we don't die. Our brain is doing what we're doing, right?
And we're naturally kind of very sort of pack animals, if you like, or mammals.
Yeah.
Like we like to be with people, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we go into hyper vigilance. The next part is, I don't know if you've heard of this little thing in our brain, a little almond-shaped part of our brain.
Oh.
And it's called the amygdala. Talking. Have you heard of it before?
The who? Who's she? Never heard of her.
Yeah.
Who's amygdala?
The amygdala, right? That is a little part in our brain, and that it is responsible for processing fear. It's actually a Greek word. Amygdala.
I knew it would be.
Because it's the shape of an almond.
Oh.
And that is our fear response. That is why that is there to look after us. And it processes fear. And it becomes more active in, I guess, uncertain situations like darkness and isolation because it's protecting us. It's like, okay, I need to be aware because my human, my body, I need to protect this. There's no one around to help me.
Wow.
And it automatically goes into vigilance mode, right? So that's its job.
So amelda. No, amygdala.
Amygdala, right?
Amygdala. Amelda the amygdala.
Exactly. So this is all normal.
Yeah.
Right? But this is why we're doing also biologically, right? If it's in the dark,
yeah,
our vision is limited.
And so, well, unless you eat carrots.
Well, what?
Carrots are supposed to make you see in the dark. That's what I was told growing up.
Well, sure. So, yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, go, go. Sorry to interrupt your train of thought.
That's got to be true.
I was talking carrots.
No, that's all good. So, you know, our smell becomes more aware. Not mine, because I can't. Our
senses are heightened.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hearing, smell, all the others. And I just realized because I can't hear well, because I can't smell right, no wonder my brain is overactive because it only relies on
one sense, two sense.
And all of them are in the dark, so none of them really work. So I'm kind of screwed. So no wonder this is making sense to me now.
As you're like reading through your notes, you're like, notes, this is why.
This is why I'm a bit frightened at night. It's also, there's, you know, psychological factors. So there's lacks of distraction. Our imagination takes over.
Oh, definitely.
Creates crazy stories. We've been conditioned to be fearful. So all this plays out, right? And basically what it is, your brain is doing its job.
It's overthinking.
It's doing what it's meant to do. Yeah. It's meant to protect you, right? Wow. But it's crap because sometimes that can make us really scared and we're by ourselves and it's like we're in a perfectly safe home.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. Well, hopefully, right? Hopefully most of us. I mean, for me, I live in an apartment, so there's only one way in, one way out. And I feel logically it's safe.
I've got a couple of back doors. And a front entrance and a garage.
I'm not going to go to your garage.
Yeah, don't.
Who knows what's in there? So
just some chopped wood. Some recycling. Go on, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay,
recycling.
We just digress. Okay,
So there's some real reasons as to why we find it hard to cope at night. And as singles, we're even more vigilant because there's no one there to protect us.
Correct.
So we're already starting behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Security lights are on, automatic. Everything's locked. I've got the fly screen doors. It's all locked. No one's getting in.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, right?
Can I just do what I said?
Sure.
So the general manager of the station.
The CEO.
Sorry, get those letters right. The CEO just came in and handed me a cracker.
Ooh.
And said to do some ASMR.
Mm.
So I've got a Ritz cracker. Are you ready?
You do it. Ooh. Oh, Jono. Just.
Do people like that?
Give it another go. Just do it more like, you need a bit more crunch. Don't just shove it all in your mouth. Yeah. Now, yeah. Yeah. Now keep mouth open. Yeah, that's how you get the sound out, Jono. Mouth open. You just closed it.
Oh, my God. Do people really like ASMR?
It's a thing. It's huge. People go nuts for it.
Okay. Well, we're not talking about ASMR tonight, are we?
Are we talking about, Jono?
Being home alone as a single person.
Yeah.
And what that feels like and what that might mean. And I think you just did some science behind it just before we were talking about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why we naturally feel on edge at night by ourselves. And it's because our brain is doing what it's meant to be doing. It's protecting us. It's protecting our body.
And Imelda,
Almond. Think of almond.
I thought it was so Imelda's responsible for that part of
amygdala,
our brain.
Amygdala.
Amygdala. I'm going to call her Imelda. She's Greek. In your head, she's amygdala. In mine, she's a British lady called Imelda. Lady Imelda of Birmingham. She's responsible. I've started him off again.
That mole, she creates. She creates all this fear for us.
That bloody mole. Imelda, that's it. You're out. But I get. Oh, no. He's gone. Amygdala, Imelda, tomato, tomato.
Jono, what do you do to cope at night by yourself? Like, what?
You're going
to
be not surprised probably by this.
No, you know I'm always surprised by
it's
you.
It's like chalk and cheese in here. Yeah. When I get home. I haven't been exercising. It's something that's happening in the future. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, with everything that's going, I'm afraid to share that, you know. And mentally, there's been a lot going on, but I'm coming on the other side of it.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Talking to people about it. But I like to unwind. Even if I've been here and I get home later, I need an hour or so just to watch something mindless.
Mm-hmm.
That can be something like Gogglebox UK, something else on Netflix.
Yeah, I do like Gogglebox.
Yeah, well, the UK one just reminds me of being at home and all the different accents.
And that's comforting, right? Mm. So therefore, what that does, clearly.
Imelda calms down.
Imelda feels safe.
She's like, all bad gum love. She's like, oh, don't you feel at home? And so it just that British sense of humor, and I start to relax a little bit. Now, depending if it's a Friday or Saturday, there might be some sort of alcoholic adult beverage involved, and sometimes a murder documentary.
Oh, okay. What? How does a murder documentary make you feel safe, Jono?
It doesn't. It makes me sort of think, well, I am quite sensible with that. I do keep my wits about me. And I am quite conscious of meeting people off apps and, you know, things like that and in public and people wanting to buy me a drink. It reminds you that you're doing things right. And if you're not, you could get murdered. I find it fascinating and also very sad. But sometimes it depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I need something like that to remind me that I'm alive and to scare me a little bit and think, okay, oh, God, that's creepy. Keep your wits about you.
Yeah, okay.
But sometimes I just need to watch something that's absolutely ridiculous. And I have lots of different go-to programs. Yep. RuPaul is one of them. Yes, I'm one of those gay men.
Yep.
But for me, that's just a way of just watching some, you know, pure entertainment, really talented queens.
So you're a TV watcher.
I'm a TV watcher. If I'm working from home before I sort of lock up for the evening in my castle, I will take a walk around the block.
Mm-hmm. So you walk?
And listen to music.
At night? Like, is it dark?
Not at night. Not in my area.
Right.
I'm more of a TV watcher at night. Yeah.
Do you scroll?
I scroll. I get on TikTok. Sometimes I'll plan things that I do outside of work, like my music event. But sometimes I'll just reply to people's emails, catch up on texts.
So what happens, Jono? What do you do when you're in bed?
And I look like Darth Vader.
You and me both. And you haven't fallen asleep. And your brain is doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
What do I do? Yeah.
It sounds awful. And I know there's one lady that does this from The Housewives. Kathy Hilton has to have a fan on.
Their name?
I don't know what mine's called, but he's my only one. He's my biggest fan. Yes. I have a fan going, but I also like the air, the flow of air. I just like to have, I have the windows open sometimes as well, but I like to feel that air. But I also like the sound of it. And it kind of is like a white noise to me.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll fall asleep with a show on because I have a TV in my room, which is terrible, but I have it there in case of that. Or if I put something on, I know I'm going to fall asleep. But I've also got my CPAP machine on, as well as my diabetic pump. So I do feel sometimes if someone came into my room, they'd run straight back out. If someone burgled my house and saw me sleeping, they'd run.
Yeah. Amazing.
We're here, we're queer. And Imelda's here as well, still. She's still here.
Bloody Imelda.
She's all right.
She's all right.
She's here. She's not scared right now. She's okay.
No, but she might make us scared.
No. It's past. It's past the dinner time.
And that's what we're talking about.
We are Imelda.
Imelda and the nighttime. The nighttime fears that she does to us, John.
I just digress. Do you ever see that bird? And there's people thinking of it out there, but you know they did voiceovers to animal behavior, like that thing? And there was a bird, and he'd go, nighttime, daytime, nighttime, daytime.
So just to give everyone...
It's just really
John
silly.
John O's doing hand
I'm
actions,
doing the actions. Like I've got wings.
It's very flappy.
I've been told that before. It's the same people that do that. Steve. Oh, it's not. It's Alan. That one. That show. Anyway, sorry. We're talking about being home alone in the evening.
At night.
At night with Imelda.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a bit scary.
Yeah. Mm. Where do we get to? Oh, sorry. Yeah. we were recently just having a chat about how I prepare for the evening and what I do when I'm at home alone and stuff like that. And I want to know, how do you wind down, or how do you sort of mentally and physically sort of try and relax at home at night? Are you a security freak? Do you lock everything up? Do you have the cameras on? Are you sat there by the curtains twitching?
So I have a weird relationship with the night. So, and it's been like that since I was a young lad. So I feel very secure.
Okay.
Like my home is secure.
Yep.
I don't believe anyone's going to come in and attack me or anything like that. I feel relatively safe where I am. So I'm very lucky in that way. But I've always been, since I was a kid, I was never a good sleeper, and I'm not a good sleeper now.
Yeah.
But I was very scared as a kid. And I was very scared. This is getting a little deep and a little morbid, but whatever. Oh. I was scared that the devil was going to get me, and I couldn't sleep at night for years.
Oh, darling,
I had to sleep with the light on for many years as a young kid. The way that it started was I saw this ad on TV, Hard Copy, which was like this show on Channel 10 years ago. I can't remember, but there was this woman who was possessed by the devil or something, and straight away my mind went, oh my God, the devil's going to get me. No idea, don't know why, and it just stuck with me.
Wow.
Very, very crazy. And I don't know why, but, you know, I think my psychologist would say it was because of, you know, I thought I was, there's something wrong with me as a little kid and being gay and blah, 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 bad boy, I'm bad, I'm not, whatever, right? But that has kind of stuck, and that sort of manifests in other ways now as an adult. I am not scared of the devil now, or, you know, he's sitting opposite me. So I'm just like,
I've got horns.
I bet you do. Right. But it sort of will manifest in probably other ways. And I think that's where the overthinking comes in.
Right.
They're wanting to be really good at everything I do and what happens if I'm not, and I need to do this and that and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
So I think I went through stages in my life where I couldn't fall asleep, and then I'd fall asleep right at the end of the night, so around about 3 o'clock or whatever. Now I can fall asleep, but I wake up at like
early
3:30, 4 o'clock.
Well, how do you fall asleep now? What is the mechanism?
The other thing about me, Jono, that you don't know.
Oh.
So I have sleep apnea, right?
Me too.
Yeah, I know, right? We're twins.
Oh my God. Just found this out right here, right now.
Yeah, live on air, right?
Yes.
So I've got the Darth Vader mask too. It's very glamorous. It's very gorgeous. So it's just... So I've lost Jono, everyone.
Darth Vader. Mater, hardly know him. Sorry. He's got the Darth Vader. Yes, sorry. Yep.
I've got that too. And I also don't like it when it's light. So I've got the little mask on my eyes too. So...
Oh, my God.
I I pity the person who sleeps next to me going, what the hell is
this? Have you tried recently to have anyone sleep next to you with that on? I haven't yet.
I tend not to. If someone's staying over the night, I'm like, no, I'll be fine. Then I have a really crappy night's sleep. But whatever. So now I'm a TV watcher too. I find that really calms me down. Calms me down.
It distracts your brain from thinking about the devil.
Yes. What's her name? No, just like that.
Denisha.
Denisha. Amygdala, that's what she is.
Amygdala.
That mole. So just...
Oh my God.
That's my coping mechanism is TV. That's how I wind down. But now I'm reading some books on my Kindle.
Yeah.
The
Omen.
Sorry. No.
The Omen.
The Omen. God, no. That would just literally. Here's a little story.
Tell me. We've got time.
It's about being sick. So I remember watching Ghostbusters as like a 6-year-old, right?
I love that movie. Right? Yeah.
6-year-old. Can't just remember this. Anyway, we're there with my mum and sister. We're all watching it. And remember the first scene? Do you remember the first scene?
With Sigourney Weaver?
No. So it's basically they're in the library.
Oh.
And then they're going to like, the old catalog system.
Yeah.
And this ghost just popped out.
Wow.
Right? Literally. Well, I was 6 and I was unexpecting this. Something popped out and popped back in.
Oh, my God.
I literally.
Are you talking what I'm thinking?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Literally. You know, have you heard the term like shit scared?
Yeah.
That was me.
So you get excited.
No, not now. I was 6. I was so.
Over ghosts. Well.
Not excited. I was 6. I had to go to the toilet afterwards.
I think I may be misunderstanding what you said. I'm going to have to ask you when we next go for a little break.
Our listeners know.
I think I'm a bit slow here on that tape. Imelda's taking over. She's in my brain.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on.
Yeah, well, I've got some tips. So what to do, Jono, what to do?
If you see a ghost bursting out of a bookcase.
Yes, run. What to do to help us when we're at home, alone, by ourselves, which we all... we all feel it. It's tough. So we need to create a sense of security. So, lock your doors, windows, use some lights strategically, okay?
Yeah.
Check your home before settling in, logically, and have an emergency contact ready. So have those there to go, right?
Yeah.
You want to also control your environment, maybe some background noise. So we've got our own background noise that's flooding into our nodes with all our CPAP machines.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? Avoid scary contact, but Jono, maybe you are the scary contact. I don't know. So I was just like,
I'm watching The Murders That Made Britain, something like that.
Are you starring? I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Some people like to have some pets as well. We don't have pets, do we?
No,
Jono?
We don't have pets yet.
Not yet. I am thinking about having a cavoodle, one of those little lolly dogs.
I'm planning on getting a ferret.
Oh.
No, not really.
Maybe that's... No, I won't go there.
No.
And also distract your mind, right? So if you can. So, things like some calming activity, hence the TV. Call or text some, although that's can be like...
Well, that can then overstimulate you, can't it, I guess. But
but if that does, if that works for you,
Unless you call or text someone that's boring.
Yeah.
Then that might make
you... Don't look at me. Just
that might make you fall asleep.
Thanks, Jono.
No, great. Not you.
This is one I wish I could do. Just write more. Just, there's some science around, but writing helps getting to sleep. Writing helps getting rid of a whole lot of angst. Sleeping is all about, someone once said, it's when you're vacuuming when you sleep. So you're getting rid of the day. Your brain's getting rid of all the crap.
I love vacuuming.
So that's what it's doing. That's what our brain's designed. So then we can start the morning fresh, right? So, help get all that stuff out. Mm. Maybe write it down beforehand and then it's gone, right? Mm. And also, see if you can manage your thoughts and emotions, which are easier said than done. But there's some really good books out there. Anything from Eckhart Tolle is really great.
Yeah.
There's another book that I'm currently reading around anxiety, some really good practical tips around that. So have a read about and start implementing stuff that will help you manage your thoughts and emotions, because that's a, we could do a whole another show on that, you know, and just prepare, get ready to go to sleep, you know.
Yeah,
just,
like an oil, an essential oil or something.
If that works for you.
A lavender mist spray on your pillow.
I need a nighttime routine. I don't have one yet, but, you know, I've got to get to get that. And then, you know, if something does become a little scary, a bit of a reality check, because your thoughts are just thoughts. They're not kind of real. Let's just do that, you know, and, you know, someone said once, have a safety anchor so you can call up the person and go, oh, my goodness, please, I'm so scared, the amygdala's gone. She's melted.
No, do you know what I've got? I've got a baseball bat by the side of my bed.
You're listening to Yanni and Jono, Living Life Single, Joy 94.9.
Debbie Downer, I thought you were calling me that. I'm like, I do not think. How dare you?
You're not a downer.
No, I'm not a downer.
You're not a downer. But it's fun.
It's been fun tonight. I really enjoyed it. Or good morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening in the world.
Because we've got the podcast.
You could be listening to our podcast, which is available where now, Yanni?
Well, it's on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, Joy 94.9 Living Life Single website.
Excellent. And how can people follow us? Because you're the master of this.
Oh, yes.
Where can they follow us?
Instagram on livinglife_single. And you can send us an email on livinglifesingle@joy.org.au, please. Oh,
God, look at you. You've rehearsed this.
I know.
Have you?
Yeah, no.
Now, everyone knows that this is my favorite part of when we get to the end of the show, where we talk about one thing that's positive and negative through the week, being a single person in Australia, Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne, Australia.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay, cool. I think I know
who I am. Imelda.
Imelda, yes. She read her ugly head this week. So that wasn't a good thing. You know, I just need someone at night of late. So that's been probably a common theme, but that's okay. But there's two good things this week.
Yeah.
First thing was I had brunch with a friend that I hadn't seen for a while, and that was awesome. We just hung out. She came to my hood. We went for a walk. It was awesome.
I love those days.
Yeah, amazing, right? And the other good thing is this show. I love this show, Jono, and I couldn't do this show if I was not single. So this was a good thing this week.
Oh, well done. Oh, yes. I loved tonight. It's been a great episode. I love chatting with you. But positives this week, I went and found my favorite pan-fried pork dumplings.
Ooh.
And I treated myself.
What's his name?
His name was Porky.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was.
Porky, Percy Porky.
Good old Percy.
Melda's mate. So I had that with a one beer because I was driving, and I watched some live entertainment, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then one bad thing, I don't think so. Oh, look, outside of this, I run a live music event, and the venue got cancelled. But
that's a shame.
Which is a shame because a lot of live music venues are getting cancelled.
Yeah.
However, things are in motion. We've got a new one. So I just got on top of it. I was positive about it, and it's happened for a reason.
And you have so many things going on that you can just sort of, you just pick yourself up. You put your straps on. You're like, girl, I'm going to do this. And then you come in here and you're a mess.
No, I mean, you should see the view that Yanni can see right now. You can see on our story on Instagram at the moment. We just put that out right now. So
we had no idea what we were doing.
It was fun. We don't anytime, do we? No, I'm joking. We don't.
No. This has been a wonderful evening. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've thoroughly enjoyed all our listeners. So it's a very good night. Sleep well, everyone. Yeah,
don't let those bed bugs bite. Imelda's on her way. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.